Cabramatta and Canley Heights will come to life throughout February as Fairfield City celebrates one of the most important cultural events in Southeast Asia, the Lunar New Year. Cabramatta will have family-friendly entertainment over the whole weekend next week to welcome the Year of the Monkey. We have been privileged to have again Mayor Frank Carbone of Fairfield. Good afternoon, Mayor.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. It looks like this coming celebration is better than the last one.
Well, it always does get better because I think people celebrate a lot harder. That's what generally happens because it is a great celebration when you're talking about the Lunar New Year. And I think that in Cabramatta and in places like Canley Heights as well, there is a very strong presence of Southeast Asian community, which and they all love to be involved, not only take part in the celebrations, but they want to be involved in establishing the celebrations. And what we're finding is they all want to be part of making the celebration even bigger. So I think it really shows that we have a very vibrant community, a cultural diverse community, and one that is willing to open up in its celebrations to all different communities as well.
Right. I noticed that you have a new one, Feathered Friends Bird Show.
Yeah, well, we always try and change them around. And, of course, on Saturday the 13th and Sunday the 14th, we'll be having Feathered Friends. And what they do, bird flight across the audience, and going to be a lot of other activities like Curious George. There'll be the usual lion dancing. There'll be DMC dance crews. There'll be a lot more. There'll be the usual prawn peeling and everything that Cabramatta brings on every day will also be there throughout the Lunar New Year celebrations.
We are very much under the influence of the Chinese community, and so there's a part here where it says the God of Fortune who will bring luck to your family.
Well, that's right. Let's hope that everyone that comes will get a lot of luck and a lot of fortune, and of course the Chinese community and all the Southeastern community, that Southeast Asian community, all believe in good fortune, of course, in Lunar New Year. Is a time to express those wishes on your family and on your friends, and it's a time to hope for a better year ahead, I guess.
There's also an eating competition?
Yes, there's the usual eating competitions and the prawn peeling competitions. Also at Canley Heights on Saturday the 6th of February, between 4 p.m. and 10 p.m, there'll be the usual dragon dancing, there'll be lion dancing. There's actually some international performers that are coming to Canley Heights on Saturday the 6th of February. There'll be cultural music, noodle, and that's the noodle eating competitions as well. So, and that event will actually raise money towards Braeside Hospital too, and that's being carried out by the local community itself along with other agencies.
That's already this coming Saturday.
That's this Saturday, that's right. And the Cabramatta, of course, will be the following Saturday, which will be Saturday the 13th and 14th of February. On this Saturday, they normally close off the street late at night because it goes to 10 p.m. And they have the lion dancing in the middle of Canley Vale Road, which is a great way. You just see thousands of people out there having fun.
Right. And, of course, on the Lunar New Year, there will be fireworks.
There will be a lot of fireworks. There always is. The Lunar New Year is known to have some of the loudest fireworks. And there will also be the TEP Festival at the Fairfield Showgrounds that will be conducted between the 5th and the 7th of February. I know that a lot of the temples are also having events, and yes, the fireworks. It won't be Lunar New Year without the fireworks.
Yeah,
put it that way.
Definitely.
That's right.
Well, you have a personal invitation to all our listeners, and I hope that they will all come and celebrate with you.
I hope that everyone does come to Cabramatta and to Canley Heights and to our city, because it really is a celebration where we all join in and we celebrate the customs and the cultures and all the traditions. We all come and enjoy the food and the celebrations, and everyone, of course, is always invited to come down and take part in what is one of the largest Lunar New Year celebrations in Southwest Sydney.
Right. You have just heard a personal invitation from Fairfield City Mayor Frank Carbone to come to Cabramatta and Canley Heights this coming Saturday and next Saturday and Sunday for the Lunar New Year. Thank you very much again, Mayor.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Louis. Great to speak to you again.
Yeah. Bye-bye.